First of all, I'm going to have you just start off. Tell me your name and your position real quick.
I am Bob Dineen. I am president and CEO of the Renewable Fuels Association.
Okay. Well, tell me a little bit about the Renewable Fuel Standard right now and how EPA has been involved with that.
Well, the Renewable Fuel Standard was passed originally in 2005. It requires refiners to add an increasing percentage of renewable fuels, be it ethanol or biodiesel, into their fuel mix. In 2007, it was expanded, creating a ultimately 36 billion gallon requirement by 2022. In 2017, the requirement for conventional biofuels like ethanol was 15 billion gallons. EPA has a responsibility every year by the end of November to tell the refiners what the requirement is going to be the following year. And in May, they proposed the requirement for 2017, but instead of proposing what the statute told them to, they said, no, you only have to do 14.8 billion gallons, not 15. Well, that's only 200 million gallons less than what the statute required. And some people might say, you know, that's close. They're in the ballpark. What difference does it make? Well, 200 million gallons is two ethanol plants. It's a couple hundred jobs, but it's also a great deal in terms of farm income. But more importantly than that, it sends a signal to the marketplace that the EPA and the administration isn't really serious about this program. And it says to the investors across the country, we're not going to have a growing market for renewable fuels, that we're going to artificially constrain it. And so maybe we don't want to invest in new technologies. Maybe we don't want to put our investment dollar in a cellulosic ethanol plant. And it sends a horrible signal to the investment community. They need to promulgate a final rule that recognizes what Congress intended, which was 15 billion gallons. Now, over the course of the comment period, over the course of the last several months, they have been given a lot of data, EPA has, showing that there's no reason for them not to go to 15 billion gallons. Gasoline consumption is increasing. Their narrative that there's not enough gasoline demand, there's not enough infrastructure to blend that much renewable fuel is just flat out wrong. Gasoline demand continues to rise. There's more and more E15 infrastructure out there, more and more E85 pumps out there. And in fact, we have indeed been blending at a rate more than 15 billion gallons. We can do this. If EPA does not promulgate a final rule at the statutory 15 billion gallon level, it'll be a final slap in the face to America's farmers as they walk out the door, because there is no rational reason for them not to do so. I think that they will. I hope that they will. I don't think they are so callous that at the time as farmers are reaping the single largest corn crop in history, when gasoline prices are extraordinarily low and gasoline demand is rising, that they would say, no, this is a time when we should artificially constrain ethanol demand. I don't think they do that, but we'll see.
So what are y'all doing at the association to try to influence their decision with this?
Well, we obviously filed comments during the comment period. We've been meeting with the agency. We've been down to the White House and pounded away. I mean, but there's only so much you can do. At the end of the day, you know, it's a couple of bureaucrats sitting around deciding, you know, they know better. And, you know, we'll see.
Mm-hmm. New election, new president. Is Donald Trump a proponent of renewable energy?
Throughout the campaign, President-elect Trump spoke positively about ethanol generally and about the renewable fuel standard specifically. He visited ethanol plants. He kicked the tires. He walked away from those experiences, I believe, understanding what ethanol is all about, understanding what it meant for fuel supply, but also what it meant for rural economies, what it meant for energy security, what it meant for the environment. Donald Trump is about domestic energy, all energy. And he realizes that domestic ethanol has got to be a part of that equation. So I am confident that a Trump administration is going to be supportive of policies that assure that ethanol remains a part of the energy mix.
And, you know, trade has been pretty hard hit during this campaign. But you talked about how consumption is up right now. Does exports have anything to do with that?
Well, consumption is up domestically, but exports are also up. We will export between 950 and a billion gallons of ethanol this year. And you're right. Trade was under attack during this campaign from both sides. And we will have to sit down and have a dialogue with the new administration and make sure that they appreciate how important trade is to the business of ethanol. And as a businessman, I think President-elect Trump will understand that. And we'll have to see if we can get to a point where fair trade can be a priority. But here's where I see some alignment with Mr. Trump on trade. He's all about America first. Over the last several years, we've been under attack as an industry with unfair and illegal anti-dumping duties imposed in Europe, with unfair and illegal countervailing duties and other trade restrictions placed on distillers' feed in Asia. This administration has done veritably nothing. The industry has been left alone to fight these things. Now, we took the anti-dumping duty to court in Europe, and despite the fact that we were on their court with their judges, with their referees, we won the case. The European Union has appealed, and so it's still under appeal. But our USTR was no place. We kept asking them, this is a great case. You need to take it to WTO. And they were so reluctant to do so, they sat on their hands. I don't think that a Trump administration would do that. I think a Trump administration would say, you're darn right. They would stick up for American industry. They would say, we're going to fight for you. And so I kind of look forward to a Trump administration on trade issues and working with them to make sure that other countries don't take advantage of America. And we might be able to get a fair shot in those markets.
Overall, what's your final message for Americans about renewable energy?
This industry is going to continue to grow. Ethanol is the lowest cost motor fuel, the lowest cost octane enhancer on the planet. Consumers, when given the opportunity, will seek the higher performing, lower cost fuel. Well, that's E10, E15, E85, higher level blends. And with a new administration that removes some of the regulatory barriers that have kept those fuels from being offered to consumers, I think the future is pretty darn bright, not just for the ethanol industry, but for consumers that might finally have access to these fuels.
Thank you for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you.